Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 7 of HBH Podcasts. And today we will be continuing with the mini league for Bundesliga predictions. And this is the soccer league in Germany. And unfortunately, we cannot do predictions for match day 28, but for match day 27, here are the scores. So Harry got 6 points. Hudson got a whopping 15 points. Gil got a whopping 16 points. And I got 7 points. So Gil and Hudson performed very well. And then Harry and I did okay, but not the best. But, and to remind everyone of the rules, if you predict a win or draw correctly, you get 3 points. If you predict the score difference correctly, you get 1 point. And if you predict the scoreline right, you get 1 point. So, we will now start with our first game. And, Harry, could you start us off?
Which game?
Oh, okay, sorry. I have it here. So, our first game is SC Freiburg. And this is today. And, Harry, start us off.
Okay, I have SC Freiburg winning 3-2. I think it's going to be a very offensive game. Because, I'm sorry, I have Leverkusen winning 3-2. Because Leverkusen is great at scoring and good at defense, so I think they'll win 3-2.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Harry with the winning team. Going with Leverkusen, I'm going with them winning 2-0 here. Like you said, they have a great defense and scoring team, so I'm going to have them on top.
I also have Leverkusen on top, but I have them winning 2-1. Leverkusen is obviously the better team, but it did take a huge hit when getting thrashed by Wolfsburg 4-1 on Tuesday, I believe, yeah. And Freiburg aren't all that great of a team. They're coming off of a 3-3 draw against Frankfurt and a 1-0 loss against a red-carded Werder Bremen. So I don't think it'll be as high scoring of a game, and Leverkusen wins 2 points.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you guys. I think the score is going to be 3-1 in this game. I mean, Leverkusen have a very offensive young team with Kai Havertz, Bellarabi, and many more guys, and I feel like they've just been on fantastic form in fifth place, and I feel like they're just going to keep up that form and possibly qualify for the Champions League this year. And in our next game is on Saturday. We have Wolfsburg versus Eintracht Frankfurt.
I have Wolfsburg winning 4-2. Frankfurt has not been playing very good defense, so I think it's very likely that Wolfsburg scores a good amount of points in this game.
I have Wolfsburg beating Frankfurt 1-0. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and obviously Wolfsburg is a better team with Frankfurt being ranked 14th, while Wolfsburg is 6th. But I just think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I'm having Wolfsburg winning the game.
I have Wolfsburg winning 3-2. Wolfsburg has been on a little bit of an up and down, beating Augsburg 2-1, then losing to Dortmund 2-0, then thrashing Leverkusen, as I said before, 4-1. And Frankfurt haven't been all that great either. They've drawn 3-3 to Freiburg last week, lost 5-2 the week four, and they have shown, though, that they can put points on the board and they can put a ball in the back of the net, so I do think that they will be able, that both teams will be able actually to score well, and I have Wolfsburg.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to predict a Wolfsburg 2-0 win on this one, because I think it's just the form. I mean, Wolfsburg have been on fire recently, beating Leverkusen last week, and Eintracht Frankfurt have not won in the Bundesliga since February, even though there's been like a separation between games, and a lot of games have been postponed. But I feel like it's just form is very important in soccer or football, however you call it. But I feel like the form is always important, and I feel like Wolfsburg are on a better run of form. So I feel like, and they are in a better place in the standing. So I feel like they will pull out to get the win. And in our next game, we have Hertha Berlin versus FC Augsburg. In our next game, we have Hertha Berlin versus FC Augsburg.
Okay. I have a 2-2 tie between Hertha and Augsburg. I think that they're pretty evenly matched. So I think it'll be a 2-2.
Yeah, they're two pretty even teams. But in this game, I'm having Hertha Berlin beating Augsburg 2-1.
I'm going to agree with Hudson that Hertha wins 2-1. Hertha is looking to be in very good shape. They beat Hoffenheim 3-0 on the 16th. They beat Rival Union Berlin, 4-0, and they drew Leipzig 2-2. And Augsburg are in okay form. They did come off a draw against Paderborn. They did beat Schalke 3-0, and they lost to Wolfsburg 2-1. But I do think they will be able to contend with Hertha Berlin, but they will not be able to beat them, and it'll be a 2-1 win for her.
For this game, I'm going to go with the 1-0 win to Augsburg. I feel like Augsburg have been on a great run of form, tying with Paderborn last week and then destroying Schalke the week before. And I think Augsburg just have a really good team, even though Hertha Berlin do, and even though Hertha Berlin are higher in the standings. I feel like Augsburg have a really talented team with a great midfield, which could help boost their forwards up to help score more goals. And I feel like that's the play style that they use. And I feel like they will just – I do think it will be a close game, and I feel like FC Augsburg will score early, and then I think the rest of the game will just be, like, a little bit boring. But I feel like it's going for a 1-0 win. And then our next game on Saturday is Mainz versus Hoffenheim.
I have Hoffenheim winning 2-1. I think it'll be a very low-scoring game because both teams have pretty good defense and not all that great scoring. Not that they're bad at scoring, but they're, like, just average. So I think it'll be a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I think Hoffenheim will beat Mainz 2-1. And like you said, they both have good defense, so... Yeah, I'm also going to have Hoffenheim beating Mainz 2-1.
I'm going to disagree with you guys. I have it being a draw. Hoffenheim hasn't won in their last 8 games, and they're just actually they have won. They did one last week. Sorry about that. But yeah, they haven't been in the greatest of form. Whereas Mainz, they have shown that they can contend with middle of the table teams. They drew Union Berlin on Wednesday, and they drew Köln 2 match days before. And because of that, I have them getting a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I mean, in Mainz's last 4 games, they've got 3 draws. So I think I'm just going to have to go with the draw on this one, 1-1. Even though Hoffenheim have good players like Kramaric and Sebastian Rudy, I feel like they're both not doing so well since the restart or the break. And Mainz are just above the relegation playoff. And even though Hoffenheim are in 7th place, I feel like they're not doing as well as I feel like they should be. And I feel like they should be up there competing with like Leverkusen even though they are in 7th and Leverkusen's in 5th, I feel like they should be a little higher, but I think this game will be a 1-1 draw. And in our last game on Saturday, we have FC Schalke versus Werder Bremen.
I have a high-scoring game. I have Schalke winning 4-3. Both teams have been scoring a decent amount and don't have great defense. So I think it'll be really high scoring, and Schalke will come out with the win.
And I actually have a tie between those two teams with a score of 2-2. Werder Bremen is ranked 17th. Obviously, not a good team, and Schalke is number 9, so they're obviously a better team. But I still think not totally an upset, but they won't let them beat them, and it'll be a tie.
I do think Werder Bremen is going to pull out the win, 1-0. Schalke has been in terrible form. They haven't won in their last 10 games, and Werder, they're not doing any better. They're currently 17th in the standings, but they're going to be playing for their lives in these last 5 weeks, and they have shown promise against middle-of-the-table teams, just like, what was the last match? But they have shown promise against middle-of-the-table teams, drawing against Hertha 2-2, and while red-carded, beating Freiburg 1-0 on Saturday. So I do believe Werder will.
Yeah, I mean, in Schalke's past games, they have not been playing well. I mean, Schalke do have a very talented team. It's just they have not been playing that well since the break. I mean, they have not won. And last week against Dusseldorf, Schalke scored first, and then they gave up 2 goals within 5 minutes. They were just getting dominated the whole game to, like, a lower table team. So I think it shows this, like, Schalke not playing too good. But I do think since Werder Bremen have not been playing, they've been playing okay, but even though they're in 17th, I'm going to go with the 1-0 win to Schalke. I feel like Schalke's just a better team at the moment, but I feel like it will be a super close game. Like, overall, I think it will be super close. And then our next game on Saturday is Bayern Munich versus Fortuna Dusseldorf.
I have a blowout here. I have Bayern winning 5-1. They're the best team in the league, and Dusseldorf is not good at all. So I don't think that they stand a chance in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to agree, except I have Bayern winning 3-1 over Dusseldorf. Obviously, Bayern's the best team in the league, and Dusseldorf is almost the worst. So I think it'll just be a breeze by for Bayern.
I'm no different here on Bayern winning. I have them winning 4-0. It does seem to be in very good shape. They did win against Union Berlin 2-0, thrash Frankfurt 5-2, and they narrowly escaped with a win against Dortmund 1-0 in what very well could have been a draw. Just a mistake from Berkey last week allowed Kimmich to make that chip. And Fortuna Dusseldorf, they have been on an okay run. They did beat Schalke last week. Last match day, and they drew against against Köln, Paderborn, and Mainz, and Hertha the 4 weeks before then. But there's really no stopping Bayern at this point. They're smooth sailing to their 9th straight title, or 8th straight, I believe, and they're going to be winning 4-0.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be, I don't think it's going to completely be a walkover, but I think it's going to be easy game for Bayern. I'm going 3-0. I feel like the game will start out slow, but then Bayern will just demolish. I mean, Bayern basically secured the title last week if they keep their form up, as they're 7 points within the gap as they beat Dortmund. And last week's game was a very boring game between Bayern Dortmund. Everyone expected goals, and there was only one. So, but that's besides the fact. I think Bayern will beat Fortuna Dusseldorf, even though they've been on, like, some good form, but they're in 17th place. And I feel like there's just a difference of, like, talent between that. Even though I think Dusseldorf might want it more, I feel like Bayern Munich will pull out a win on this one. And our first game on Sunday is Borussia Mönchengladbach versus FC Union Berlin.
I have Mönchengladbach winning 3-1. They're the fourth best team in the league right now, and they've been scoring a lot of goals lately. So I think that they'll definitely win against Union Berlin.
Yeah, and I have Mönchengladbach winning 2-0 against Union Berlin. Mönchengladbach is right now the ranked fourth, and Union Berlin is 13th. So I don't think it'll be a breeze by, but I still think Mönchengladbach will be able to beat them.
I have Mönchengladbach winning 2-0. Mönchengladbach certainly did take a hit these past two match days, getting thrashed by Leverkusen 3-1 and drawing 17th ranked Werder Bremen 0-0 actually. And Union Berlin haven't been on too good of a run either, drawing Mainz 1-1 while also drawing a red card and getting absolutely demolished 4-0 by city rivals Hertha the match day before. And Mönchengladbach, they are going to be pushing for that final Champions League spot in the Bundesliga, and they will just out-heart Union Berlin by the end of the match, and they'll be winning 2-0.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Gil on this one, 2-0. I mean, Mönchengladbach, they've been on good form, but not the best, as they probably hoped for. And I think that 3-1 loss to Leverkusen was a blow for them because they lost last... I mean, they tied last week to our last match day to Werder Bremen. And I feel like even though Mönchengladbach have an okay form, so have Union Berlin. I mean, Union Berlin are mid-table currently, and they could even go down this season if they do even worse in form, as there's only, I believe, 6 match days left. But I think this will be a win for Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-0. And in our next game, we have SC Paderborn versus Borussia Dortmund.
I have Dortmund winning 4-1. They're the second best team in the league, and Paderborn is the worst. So Paderborn does not have a chance at all at winning. I think it'll be a 4-1.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with you. I also have Dortmund beating Paderborn 4-1. Obviously, it's a great team versus the worst team in the league. So I think it'll be a pretty easy win for Dortmund.
I'm going to agree. Dortmund wins. I have been winning 3-0. Dortmund were on a roll. They won 6 games before getting beaten by Bayern on Tuesday in what very well, I said, could have been a draw, because Berkey just made one simple mistake and allowed Joshua Kimmich to chip him. And Paderborn, on the other hand, have not been in very good form at all. They're the worst team in the league, sitting at 18th. And in their last 3 games, they have drawn, so they have saved points in that regard, but they've only scored 1 goal in those 3 games. And because Dortmund will be playing with a lot of heart, a lot of fire for these last 6 matches, if they're going to have any chance of unseating Bayern and ending the title streak they have, they're going to have to really bulldoze through every team standing in their way. And if you look at their schedule, except for Leipzig, they're going to have a pretty easy schedule on paper. And for next week, I have them winning 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, I have this game. I'm going to agree with Gale. Dortmund 3, Paderborn 0. I think Dortmund are just a too dominant team, although Paderborn have not lost in their last three games. And with three draws, I mean, they are a team that likes to draw, but I feel like they are in last place, and I feel like they possibly might go down this season. They have to try and fight for their place in the division, and I feel like it will be hard if they lose to Dortmund, but I feel like that will happen, and I feel like I'm going with a 3-0 win to Dortmund. And in our final game of the prediction video, it's FC Köln versus RB Leipzig.
I have RB Leipzig winning 3-2. They're third in the league in scoring and just in wins. Köln is ranked 11, and they are not even close in goals scored and goals against. So I think Leipzig wins 3-2.
Yeah, I have RB Leipzig winning 2-1. They're ranked third, while Köln is ranked 11th, like you said, and they're great. They're a great team overall, and just a great scoring team. So I just think that they'll be able to beat them.
I'm going to agree. Leipzig wins 3-1. Leipzig hasn't been in the greatest of form for a team ranked third in the Bundesliga. They did draw against the last second Hertha Berlin penalty last week, 2-2. And they did thrash Mainz 5-0 the match day before, but Timo Werner just has something against Mainz. I don't know. And Köln have not been on a very good run either. They lost last week to Hoffenheim, drawing against Dusseldorf and Mainz the two match days before, and losing to Mönchengladbach the week before that. And because of Köln's bad form, I think that's going to continue into this week, combined with Leipzig's push to maintain their Champions League position. Leipzig is going to be winning 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go to 2-0 win to Leipzig here. I mean, Leipzig have a pretty easy schedule with the remainder of the season, as they want to maintain their Champions League place. And I mean, the front line of Timo Werner, Yusuf Poulsen, and they have a fantastic midfield with very underrated young players, with Christopher Nkunku and Marcel Sabitzer and Adama Lookman. I feel like Adamolo Lookman, my bad. But basically, they just have a very strong offense with a very strong defense. And even though Köln, they've not been in the best form, but I feel like at the beginning of the game, they might stand a chance. I mean, I feel like they might start out strong possession, but I feel like Leipzig will just hammer them, and I feel like it'll be an easy win for Leipzig. But thank you, everyone, so much for listening, and hopefully you are all staying safe, and until next time, peace.